So you are Camilla Herlovich, and you're the executive director of the North Carolina Coastal Land Trust. Is
that
correct?
That's right.
Well, can you tell me a little bit about the Coastal Land Trust, what you guys do?
Certainly. The Coastal Land Trust is a regional conservation organization. We work with landowners throughout the coastal plain, pretty much everything east of I-95 from Virginia all the way down to the South Carolina border, to protect lands that are important habitats, great places for people to get out and play in nature preserves. And also we take on a couple of special projects like the Military Encroachment Partnership. We've been around for about 20 years. We're a membership organization, have a local board of directors, and have protected almost 50,000 acres in those 20 years.
And how many of those acres would you say, are you guys working all across the state, or is it mostly just right here on the coast?
It's right here
and
on the coast, basically the 31 coastal plain counties here that cover what you used to learn in school was the coastal plain is one of, you know, Piedmont, the mountains, the coastal plain. We cover the coastal plain. There are other land trusts, and there are many in the Piedmont and many more in the mountains. There are only a few in the coastal plain, though.
Okay, great. Well, what can you tell me about Lukens Island, the area that you guys recently acquired?
Mm-hmm. Lukens Island is a real neat place down in Carteret County. Down east is what what most locals call that area of North Carolina.
They call it down east?
They call it down east. It's near Beaufort. It's even east of Beaufort.
Oh.
And it's a very low-lying area, but it has some wonderful habitat, lots of shoreline. It is an area that has been in agriculture, it's been in woodlands, it's been in forest land, it's great wildlife habitat, and it has been a conservation priority for a number of different organizations for many years. And Lukens Island is an area that we have identified in partnership with the military for an interesting conservation military initiative.
Have they been working with you? Are they supportive of the conservation effort over there?
Yes. The U.S. Marine Corps actually approached the Coastal Land Trust about 7 years ago, and they have a program which they had pioneered in other parts of the country when they began to see that some of their bases, some of their airports, some of their bombing ranges were compromised by encroaching development, so that they actually had to move some of their bases or shut down some of the bases because of development and that compromised the safety of the pilots who were going on training missions or caused lots of complaints to Congress from the noise from jets going overhead and that sort of thing. So the military decided early on from their experience with other bases that if they partnered with conservation organizations of all stripe and identified lands that were around the bases that had both military importance, that were strategically important to them to protect those air paths and noise area zones, and also had conservation values, that there might be a way to partner with conservation groups to bring more resources to protect those lands and protect the mission of the bases.
Gotcha. So they actually have a real interest in preserving that
land. They do. Congress has actually passed an act that creates a special funding pot for the Department of Defense, and then the Department of Defense planners identify those bases that are most threatened by encroachment and places where they think that such conservation partnerships might be really useful and helpful. And the Department of Defense identified Cherry Point Marine Corps Air Station and Camp Lejeune as two of those places here in eastern North Carolina.
So that's federal funding you're talking about?
That's federal funding. It comes from a special pot set aside by the Department of Defense, and they have a sort of a prioritizing program in which they look at both the bases that need protecting, and then they sit down with us and look at the particular tracts of land. Actually, the people from Cherry Point do that. Their biologists and their planners sit down with our biologists, and then we come up with particular tracts of land that meet both their purposes and our purposes.
How big is the area?
The area is the entire area that we are looking at to protect Cherry Point is tens of thousands of acres. But what our biologists and their biologists have done is sit down and sort of cull that area so that we have several thousand acres that we're working to protect there. It's closer to about 10 or 12,000 that we're looking at as a top priority.
Are there other initiatives as far as with the military around the state, or is this like the first?
This is not the first. The Nature Conservancy, which is a different organization from the North Carolina Coastal Land Trust, but a similar one, has also worked with the Marine Corps at Camp Lejeune. And there is a program also at Fort Bragg as well. So there are several programs like this. This one at Cherry Point, though, the Coastal Land Trust is the primary conservation partner for the Marine Corps at Cherry Point.
Oh, okay. And also at Camp Lejeune, I guess. Is there anything protected around Camp Lejeune?
Mm-hmm. We have actually worked at Camp Lejeune. We have a number of neat projects there. We haven't done as many projects around Camp Lejeune. But we have one great project on Everett Creek, which we hope actually will eventually turn into a nature park in the future.
Okay, great. How long have you been at the Coastal Land Trust?
I'm actually the founder. I started it about 20 years ago.
Oh, okay, great. And why did you do that?
This is my home area, and I had worked for larger conservation organizations for some time and had been working out of Florida and just had the desire to sort of stop traveling out of state and come back and protect some of the lands that I grew up and that I loved when I grew up and enjoyed.
And why is it, why did you feel that connection to the land so much?
As a child, we just did a lot of camping. My father was a forester, so we were always going to the Blue Ridge Parkway or the mountains and camping out. So it was sort of imbued in me, I guess, early on.
Okay, well, cool. Is there anything else that the, well, obviously, I know you guys are working on stuff all the time. Is there anything around the area, Wilmington, anything like that?
Sure. Actually, we got our start, really. One of the primary initiative with which the Coastal Land Trust was launched was something that we call the Lower Cape Fear Corridor, and that involved sort of looking at the areas that were most important all over the state, and one of the areas that really popped out was the Lower Cape Fear and the Town Creek area in Brunswick County along the western banks of the Cape Fear River, across from Wilmington. And we were very, very fortunate to be able to work with some of the landowners there, 15 years or so ago, and we began accepting donations of conservation easement on some of the old rice plantations over there at Old Town, at Pleasant Oaks, at Goose Landing, at Clarendon Plantation, and some at Orton as well. So that's one of the areas that we started out. And our most recent acquisition over there that I think the public is really going to be enjoying is the new Brunswick. It's not really new now, but the Brunswick Nature Park, which is about 900 acres, right off of 133, sort of midway between Wilmington, the bridge from Wilmington, and Southport. It's about 900 acres. We bought the property from the International Paper, gave it to the county, and Brunswick County is doing a great job of opening it to the public, helping with some trails and kayak landings and picnic shelters, and we think it's going to be just a tremendous magnet for people as more and more people learn about it. It's the Brunswick Nature Park.
Okay, well, cool. So Lukens Island,
yes.
What does it mean when you guys purchase land? So it means that people can't build, I assume. They can't build homes and stuff. But can people go there? I mean, what can they do over there?
It's a great question. We do lots of different kinds of projects depending on both what the owners of the land want and what the funding sources from which we are able to acquire grants are designed to do. And at Lukens Island, the property is actually owned by a partnership, a limited liability company, rather. And it is used primarily as a recreational land for hunting and fishing by the folks who own that land. And what the military's interest in is ensuring that there isn't any development. Just as you said, there are no there's no commercial development, there's no residential development, no people in houses complaining about the noise from jets overhead, and no one to be harmed if something falls off of a jet overhead.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard of that.
It's actually happened on some of the land that we've protected.
Oh, wow.
So really what the military wants is for development rights to be extinguished. And the way that we do that is to actually purchase a conservation easement or restrictive easement over these properties.
Okay.
And from our standpoint, what we're trying to do is protect the conservation habitat. And quite frankly, the Lukens Island is not easy to get to. It really takes a long, long way to get to. It's not near any real population centers. It's not like a nature park. So really, the public benefit here is protecting that area for habitat, For the future of the military bases and for the jobs that are created by keeping those military bases in eastern North Carolina. So there's no public access there, but there's a lot of public benefit.
And you may have told me this already, but so when you say you purchased it, who owned it before you purchased it?
The same owners still own it. So what we do is we purchase the development rights, and the way that actually works is that the owners execute a document that stays with the deed in which they give up the rights to develop the land. So they keep the rights, they reserve the rights to hunt it and fish it, but there's a perpetual giving up of all of the rights of development. And our obligation at the Coastal Land Trust is to monitor that land at least annually to make sure that those restrictions are being complied with. So the land can be kept, it can be sold, it can be transferred, but it can never be developed.
Okay. So you guys went over there. The land trust, you get into some complex ownership issues.
We do. And sometimes we do buy the land outright, like we did at the Brunswick Nature Park, and transfer it to a public entity for ownership. Sometimes we buy the land outright and keep it ourselves and manage it. We have a beautiful preserve up at Ocracoke called Springer's Point, which we've been managing for about 10 years now. So it just depends on where the money's coming from, what the best use of the property is, you know, what our conservation goals are. We are trying more and more, though, to do projects in which the public can actually get out and enjoy nature, because we think that kids need to get unplugged, and it's just a great way to create a sense of community, is to have places where people can walk, where they can take their families. And we're trying to find more and more projects where we really can give back to the community in terms of some public benefits and public access.
I don't know if you'll know anything about this. I don't think it will really fall under your purview, but I've been hearing some about the park in Raleigh, how the state owns a certain amount of land in Raleigh that they're trying to turn into a park, and that was one of Governor Bev Perdue's last initiatives when she left office, was to say that we want to take this land, and I forget what it was for. I think they said they want to use this for a state park, basically.
I wonder if you're thinking of Hoffman Forest, owned by North Carolina State University?
It's possible, and I think also the land from Dorothy Dix.
Okay. Yeah, there are always issues. When land is acquired by the public, sometimes the public's goals for property changes over time. You know, Dorothy Dix, of course, was a prison. That land has, some of that has turned into parkland. I know that 10 or 15 years ago, Umpstead State Park, which is between Raleigh and Durham, which is a beautiful green area of forest, right smack in the middle of the triangle, there was a trial balloon about the state needed to perhaps to sell that to meet a budget deficit. So I think there always are going to be issues about converting land either into parkland or away from parkland. One of the nice things about the Coastal Land Trust is that, and I'm not suggesting that we should own all of the land in the state, because we certainly don't want to undertake that obligation, but one of the nice things about the Coastal Land Trust is that typically when we acquire land, we have restrictions on them that are perpetual. And when we acquire land with grants from federal and state sources, usually they require those restrictions. And so, for example, when we pass that property out or convey it to a local government, it comes with restrictions so that its use can't change. The Brunswick Nature Park, for example, has a restriction on it that the property can't be developed. It can be used for parks, and they can put an environmental education center out there, and they can you know, have compatible uses like that. But it can't be turned into some other public use, which might be very needed and necessary for a new sewer plant, for example, or a new school, but that's not necessarily the use that the money was made available for the purchase of that tract. So those restrictions are there for conservation, so the public can have some confidence that those lands are going to be protected for the original purpose for which they were provided. But that's not always the way.
Gotcha. Lukens Island, how much did that cost?
Lukens Island, we have about 678 acres there, and we did acquire money from both the state and the federal government. We try not to talk so much about dollars just
Specifics, because we
like to work with landowners, and we don't like to trumpet their financial information out publicly. So that information's on the Clean Water Management Trust Fund website if you want to take a look. But we always buy properties based on appraisals that are done for us by independent appraisers. Uh-huh. And in the case of grants like this, those appraisals are reviewed by review appraisers both at the state and the federal level. So we take very seriously our obligation to get a reasonable deal and a good deal and a fair market deal for the public money. We're very, very conscious that tax dollars need to be spent in a way that's responsible.
All right, Camilla, I think those are the questions I had. Is there anything I'm missing about the story or anything else you want to say about Lukens Island or anything?
I guess the one thing that's sort of interesting that we haven't talked about a whole lot is the connection to jobs that Lukens Island and some of the other projects that the military partnership have provided for us. Certainly it wasn't something that we thought about a whole lot when we went into the military partnership. We were just delighted to find another funding source and another partner to protect some great conservation habitat. So it's been really a great bonus to be able to look back on these projects now, almost 7,500 acres so far that we've protected with Cherry Point, and know not only that we're contributing to the safety of our military pilots as they are on training missions, you know, so that they are safer, but also that we have helped create the ability of Eastern North Carolina to continue to have military jobs and to continue to bring in new aircraft and new carriers and not be shut down like some of the places in Virginia have been. We didn't realize that we would be assisting with economic development at the same time we protected the environment. And I think it's just a great story. People always think that the economy and conservation don't necessarily go hand in hand. And to me, it's been a wonderful learning experience to see that we can protect conservation assets and also contribute to the economic vitality of coastal North Carolina.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know the map specifically, but I assume that their options are limited as to where they can go. So they probably definitely really needed that area.
That's right. And there is, you know, there is a base in Virginia that was shut down because the training missions couldn't be met in a safe manner anymore. And so the whole idea that we're able to contribute in a really significant way to keeping those bases open for our military and for our communities is just great.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Camilla. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeremy.